Hours after the Beechcraft 1900 cargo plane crashed into waters about 2 miles from the end of the runway in Sandpoint, Lee Lewis and the fiancé of Emily Lewis arrived in Sandpoint on Saturday morning on an aircraft chartered from Security Aviation. Lee Lewis then went about hiring a local diver and several fishing boats to recover the body of his daughter and that of the captain from inside the cockpit. The aircraft wreckage was scattered at depths of 40 feet or less. On Sunday, the bodies of both Emily Lewis and Captain Amir Ali were recovered. At that time, Lee Lewis was on one of the fishing boats taking part in the recovery effort. Coast Guard spokeswoman Charlie Hengen explains.
The Coast Guard doesn't have like a dive team to actually recover bodies or anything like that. In this particular case, the recovery fell to the state troopers and the local authorities.
Hengen says once the Coast Guard had suspended its search, that the Coast Guard's portion of the case was finished. Hengen adds,
I did not know about any of the recovery efforts that were going on after the days of the search.
Local authorities in Sandpoint, including the Sandpoint Police Chief, say they were expecting the Coast Guard to send in a dive team to recover the bodies. On Sunday afternoon, the state police called the Sandpoint Police Chief to say that the troopers were taking over the investigation. As of this afternoon, most of the airplane wreckage had been recovered and was being stored in a building on the end of the Sandpoint City dock. Kels Hetherington reporting in Sandpoint.